Blog Talk Radio. shouts out to Michelle K. You know what I'm saying? Doing it real big on the intro. That's special friends as we get ready to exercise. This is My Health Your Health Monday presents Exercise Your Brain. You was in the building, in la casa, en la patio. Throw the Espanola to all my El Puerto Rico. You know what I'm saying? All Latino. It's going down on a Monday morning, man. That's how I'm down, you know what I'm saying? Playing in the background, I'll land on the Twitter. You know what I'm saying? You want to catch the smell, so? Got this smelly so bueno. Yeah, stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? Going down real big. Shouts out of a co-host with the most just heavily angel. Doing it real big. International Smokes representative of all my people out there. This is how you die. Represent the Neverland. And I mean the Neverland. Oh, I thank God. So what we're doing today, we're getting into some brain exercises. You know what I'm saying? This is a 30-minute show, and we got to do things quick here. We think quickly. You know what I'm saying? So what we got to do, we got to do a 10-minute brain exercise because we got to get quick and do it. Okay. All right. So coming up in like 3 minutes. 3 minutes. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into simple little brain exercise. Yeah, but before that, give you a little commentary on it. All right, check this out. Of course, we got to switch this back up because Shelly K always does that for me. Oh, yeah, give it to me, Shelly. Oh, shout out to Miss Computer Lady out there for the hookup. You know what I'm saying? All the great artists out there. Mr. Q Harper. You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm planning on getting to sing at my wedding, people. That is my plan. I already told my soulmate. You know, I was like, shit. I said, you know, I'm going to hire him and, you know, give us a live show at the wedding, well, at the wedding reception because we're going to be getting married in Africa. So, you know, we'll come back. Bam! It's going down. All right, let's get into it, people. Yeah, happy Monday to you. And 3 minutes in 3 minutes. 10-minute brain training exercises for commuters. Professor Ian Robertson. And this is according to telegraph.co.uk. Look for the 10-minute brain training and exercise for commuters. And it says, shows you how to get your brain mentally fit with simple puzzles. This week, exercises for commuters. You can practice brain skills in your mind's eye without ever leaving your train seat. All the world's top athletes use this kind of mental training. Try this, okay? First of all, visualize yourself holding a heavy briefcase. This is not, you know, they got some more exercises, so it's going to ease right on into the, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Visualize yourself holding a heavy briefcase in your right hand, shoulder level, in your mind's eye, hold it there for a count of 10, and then slowly let your arm sink. See how many times you can do this. Do you notice how your mental arm becomes tired? Did you slow down after several lifts because of the ache in the mental muscle? How tired you feel will depend on how vividly you inhabit your mind's eye. Just as the top sports performers tend to be masters of the mind's eye, so your ability to mimic real effort depends on your particular ability in self-training. It takes some concentration to make your mind track the slow of the mental briefcase. Sometimes the arm lifts and falls far more quickly than it would in real life. But if you practice it mentally, you will find that at least some of the time your imagination creates an uncanny facsimile of the real thing. Now try these exercises on your way to work. And get Miss, okay, Miss Heavenly Angel. Okay. She gets charged up, beamed up, people.
She has to charge up her space pad to beam up to the ship.
Yeah. And she'll be beaming in momentarily. And momentarily has come. Ha ha ha.
I like that one.
it's going down. Miss Heavenly Angel, co-hostess with the mostess, is in the building. El Barrio. What's happening? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good
afternoon to you. Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
How was your weekend?
Everything around the world. Excelente. Had a great weekend. Spent it with a soulmate and the kids, you know. Posey went swimming, but, you know, kid, one of them got a little sick and couldn't take her to the pool. Well, it's just the allergies be acting up, you know what I'm saying? And
doesn't she take medicine for it? Doesn't she have any medicine for it?
Yeah, but it wasn't kicking in.
Yeah, I know the feeling. I got allergies too.
Yeah, it wasn't kicking in.
Poor kid.
Yeah, so we plan on taking it to the beach, you know, and next week. So, you know, and try to get them to a clear environment, see how that works.
Yeah, oil-filled beaches, that's a good environment.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about,
that's
we got to go play some tar balls, baby.
Tar
balls, get our tar ball collection up, you know what I'm saying? Because in a few years, these going to be worth some money. Oh.
Yeah, what are you doing, the Nutty News, or what's happening?
This is My Health, Your Health Monday presents Exercise Your Brain. And you have just cut into the 10-minute workout, which we'll have to reset.
Wow.
We started in 2 minutes. But today we are brain training. How to exercise your brain is what it's all about. Working out your physical muscles is also vital. The overall success of well-being, but it starts at the top. So join us as we discover and practice a few brain-powering techniques and develop some great habits together. Bring your ass.
Well, as long as you ain't great, I guess that'll work.
Oh, well, yeah, you know. Yeah. I got some other brain techniques, you know what I'm saying, I'm using to promote brain activity. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
got it. Yeah. But we got a couple of little exercises. You sitting down? Where you at? Where you at?
I just got in the door. I went to the store. My phone was dead, so I'm charging it as we speak.
Oh, okay. So it's sitting down?
No.
You walking
I'm
around?
Sitting down right now.
Okay.
Can't move too far because it's plugged into the wall charging.
Oh, okay. We're going to do some exercises, and we're going to get these brains pumped up. Are you ready to get pumped up?
I got plenty of room here for that.
I'm going to
pump it up.
You up. All right, here we go. This is according once again to telegraph.co.uk. This is
UK, are you sure we can trust that?
Oh, well, might be a little nutty, you know what I'm saying?
Mind control. No.
Why? Let's get into the mind, people. Let's get into the mind. Oh.
Work it out.
Read
baby.
The list of words below, noting whether each one begins with a vowel or with a consonant. Read only once, close your eyes, and see how many you can remember. Let's try this out. All right. Once again, read the list of words below, noting whether each one begins with a vowel or with a consonant. Read only once, close your eyes, and see how many you can remember. Okay. First word, and I'm going to read them twice because Of course, you don't. You ain't here to read the list, so I got to.
Well, link it in the room. I can see it in the chat room, baby.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, there you go. So, see, if y'all was right here live, y'all can be on www.blogtalkradio.com /WDGE Radio. Soon to be streaming live, and I mean live, on www.trilateralradio.com. www.trilateralradio.com. Shouts out to the International Smokers Rabbi. Representing the Netherlands for hooking up the website, too, man. It's looking excellent. The streams is beautiful. We got 24-hour music streaming from all over the world. You can go there and listen to all kind of music. It's hot.
Chat room.
It's hot, people. It's hot. Oh, yes, in the chat room. There you go. Okay. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm about ready. It's loading it up.
I'm not going to cheat, people. I'm actually turning my head away from the screen, so I will not remember the words wall, ostrich, eggs. Oh, sorry.
yeah. Hey, this is taking forever to load up, man. You better proceed.
Okay. I shall remember. I mean, read them for you. Right. All right. Here we go. Wall, ostrich, field, slug, soldier, soil, acre, girl, tree. Close your eyes. Okay, and see how many words you can remember in your memory. That's all it's based off of.
Well, let's see. Wall, ostrich, girl, bell, soldier.
Tree,
yeah.
Acre, field.
Slug.
Okay.
That's all I can remember. I didn't remember acre.
Okay. We got wall.
Wall, ostrich, bell, soldier, girl, slug.
Okay.
And you said acre. Is there any others?
Acre. Oh, yeah.
Oh, field. Yeah,
field.
It just came up. Field.
That's at the end. Field. All right.
So I missed two. I didn't get two of them. I missed field and acre.
Did I say tree?
Yeah, you said tree. I forgot tree, too.
Yeah, we missed bell. Okay, we missed bell.
I got bell.
Okay, you got bell. Okay.
Yeah.
Soldier? Did you say soldier?
I got soldier. I got, what? I can't remember now. I got ostrich, well, girl, bell. Soldier, slug.
Okay. All right. Well, as a team, I never said, people, we smart. Hey, but that's a good exercise, you know what I'm saying? Because,
yeah.
You know, when you, as soon as you close your eyes, the words really, they stick right there. And, you know, right there at the forefront of your memory anyways.
Yeah.
So it's like, You see them, you know what I'm saying, anyways. But most people just dump them, you know. So how many did you get right? If you got them all after just one reading, that is pretty good indeed. Most people will have remembered only some of them. Now, read the second list, this time deciding whether each word is living or not. Again, read just once and try to memorize them. All right, here we go.
Okay.
Now, this time deciding whether each word is living or not. All right, each word living or not. All right, here we go. Floor, sky, turkey, tower, pilot, worm, grass, man, mile, flower. Once again, floor, sky, turkey, tower, pilot, worm, grass, man, mile, flower. All right, eyes closed. What we got? I got the
floor, sky, turkey,
grass, flower.
I remember flower. Is there tower? Tower. Tower.
Let's see. Sky.
Oh.
Sky grass, turkey, sky grass, flower.
Tower. Was mile in there? Mile?
Mile? Fuck it, we'll put it in there right now. We'll take it out later.
That's all I can remember.
Soil.
Pilot.
That's the last bit. My bad. All right. That's it.
I can't remember them all.
Floor. Sky. Turkey. Towel.
Got that.
We got floor. We got sky. We got turkey. We got towel.
Yeah.
Pilot.
I got pilot.
Worm.
I forgot the worm.
Yeah, I forgot worm. Grass. Man?
What?
Man. We forgot man.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
I said man. Huh. Mile and flower. Wow. How many did you get right this time? Many people will have remembered more from the second list than from the first. This is because making the judgment living versus non-living forces you to do more mental processing of the meanings of the words than in the first list, where you had to make the superficial judgment as to whether the word began with a vowel or a consonant. I don't think it worked on me like that, but all righty then. By forcing your brain to penetrate the meanings of the words, it automatically made a stronger memory trace for each word. Think harder. There are obvious responses to the following questions. And let's get into a little Shelley O.
Yeah, I'm back.
Oh.
So, yeah, how many did you remember? More than half?
Yeah. Missed
pilot.
Yeah, man. You know, visitor memory there, though. I can remember some shit, though. I got a photograph of memory.
Smoke a joint and then read it and remember it.
Oh, well, see, that's what I'm already doing, so take that memory out. Bam! Imagine
working
my sober
half
memory.
A brain,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm on some other focus right now. I'm still remembering. You know what I'm saying?
Then you're doing all right.
That's real. All right, think hard. There are obvious reasons to responses to the following questions. First, name an animal beginning with E. Elephant. Name a color beginning with O.
Name a color with O, orange.
All right. Name a bird beginning with W. Wallaby. No, it ain't a bird.
That's not a bird.
Oh.
I don't know. Whitehead Eagle. I don't know.
I'm about to say wolf and shit. Who the hell got a bird as a wolf? You know the wolf birds, man. The wolf birds.
There probably is one, so you never know.
I don't know. Let me think.
Yeah.
I
can't think
of
one.
No birds would have done.
And I bird watch too, and I can't even think of one. White breasted something. White breasted something.
Wow. Yeah. Well, okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's why it says think harder. Name a flower beginning with T.
Tulip.
All right. Let me think of one.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this is why we need to do brain exercise, goddammit. Name a country beginning with J. Jerusalem.
Yeah, Jerusalem. Is that a country or is that a city? That's not a country.
All right.
City.
Jupiter. It's in Africa.
Got to be in Africa, yeah.
Jupiter. Bam. Oh, yeah, Japan.
Japan. Hello. Oh, how could we even forget that one right now?
Most
wow.
people will answer elephant, orange, a wren.
Oh, wren, of course. The wren.
Tulip and Japan. But try to come up with less common answers, then create five of your own questions. Huh.
That requires a little bit of studying.
Yeah. All right. That was cute. That was cute.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'm ready for more.
Yeah. Well, check this out. If you only have 10 minutes, you can make the most out of doing an exercise that works different muscle groups at once. First off is sit-ups. You can work both your ab muscles and hip flexors. By doing the standard sit-up exercise, you start by laying flat on the floor with your hands clasped behind your head and bend your knees, which is all wrong. You don't do that. You put your hands over your chest. I said that before when I did
that's
my exercise.
Yes, yeah, that is correct.
You know, so these motherfuckers is it's a fault. So don't believe everything you read, people. You got to, you know, do some studying up for yourself now.
We're here. Don't believe everything we hear.
That was real.
We don't know what we're talking about. We just talking.
Yeah. But I know what I'm talking about. So go and check it out, and then you'll see, oh, yeah, he's correct. You can cross your arms and make like a, you know, like you're dead. Yeah. You know. And that's how you do your exercise. But you don't put nothing behind your head because that puts stress on the back of your neck and everything else. And you don't want to do that. So you can do some push-ups, you know, that works your triceps and your pectoral muscles. If starting out on the floor is beyond your capability, try wall push-ups. Lean against a wall at a 75-degree angle, placing your palms on the wall and press out. Repeat for at least 10 reps. Huh. I should do that. Just, you know, the dirty up the wall. You know what I'm saying? Oh. My bad. Stretching at your desk. Even if you get away from your desk, like Heavenly Angel, there are some simple stretches you can do at your desk that can help you relax and release tension. First is finger pointing. Yeah, like everybody loves to do. Straighten your back and place your arms out in front of you. Oh, point all your fingers out towards the horizon and stretch them as far as possible. Relax your arms back to your side and repeat. Then you also have the shoulder stretch, which you raise your arms in the air and stretch them up as far as comfortable and hold for 10 seconds. Then relax your arms down to your sides and repeat. This will release built-up tension in your shoulders. And then you can do some neck stretches. Slowly and gently stretch your neck forward and then to the back. And then stretch your neck from side to side and then in circles. If you can do that. You know, just be careful to go slow as not to inquire your injury to your neck. Not to injure your neck. Bam.
Yeah. Are there any for your gluteus maximus?
Well, I really want to focus on the air and the nares. You know what I'm saying? I want to focus. This is all about the brain. This is all about the brain.
Well, some people use the other end.
Yeah, to dump the brain. You know what I'm saying? That's to dump the brain. You know.
Dumbasses, you know?
Well, yeah, when your brain is full of shit, you know. You got to dump
the
brain, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so you don't want a tight ass anyway. You don't want to go in. Let it all out.
Let it all out, baby.
Don't hold it in. Hold it in. Yeah, so, I mean, how was your weekend?
It was rainy, like flooding around. Crazy, but it was all good.
Well,
I got my grandson.
Well, I can't say that. We had rainless weekend, so that was cool.
Yeah,
people. Yeah, Florida finally the rain backed off a little bit as it tore ass when it came through here. So. You know.
Well, I'm trying to take plenty of vitamin D because we have no sun around here.
No. Well.
You know?
Oh.
Those are important.
That's an open joke for the world. Y'all can fill that one in for yourselves. You know what I'm saying? Oh.
Oh, sunshine, baby.
Oh. Yeah, she meant sunshine. Right. Right. Have a down, real big smile of your health Monday. Presents exercise your brain. You know, simple exercises. Just memorize some words, write some words down. Simple words, you know, about 5 to 7 letters. 5 to 7 words. You know, that's basically what it's showing. And, you know, close your eyes and try to remember the words. You know? And that'll help. Or go to that website, telegraph.com. Telegraph.co.uk. I keep saying .com because I see the CO. But .co.uk. And you can look up 10-minute brain exercises, 10-minute brain training. And then it's exercise for commuters. And then it has that whole article. You know how to do that. And then you also go to helpline.com, and that's the 10-minute exercises. That's for anxiety. So if you got anxiety problems and stuff, you can go there and check out some exercises, 10-minute exercises, because everybody seems like it's such a busy world. You know what I'm saying? Like, we always got to hurry up and do something. So in order to do that, you know, hurry up and exercise.
Hey, well, I heard this radio station's moving.
Yeah. Well, actually, we already moved. This is just a 30-minute quickie broadcast, which is sponsored in part by www.trilateralradio.com, you know, which is the home of the official everything that's going down for independent artists, because indie artists are the superstars, you know. And that's what we support. So make sure you go and check us out. Check out the ad. We got a new ad floating around.
TLC on.
Yeah, it's going down. TLC Radio, you know what I'm saying? So y'all make sure y'all check us out. www.trilateralradio.com. www.trilateralradio.com. Streaming live 24/7. Right now, 24/7. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So it don't matter where you at around the world, you can catch the broadcast. Just click on the Listen Live button. And if it doesn't start automatically playing, then click on the little green player button, and you'll start hearing the music. And the chat room is always open 24 hours a day, so you can personalize it yourself and do all kind of good, cool stuff with it, you know what I'm saying, and talk to whoever might be online. You never know. Go by and check it out, you know what I'm saying? It's www.trilateralradio.com. You might see me in there. I'm just having an angel, you know, be poking around off in there, you know. Just check out who be sitting off in there, you know. I check it out, you know, you never know. You know, who my name might be, because it give you all kind of crazy names to be under, so you never know who in there. But as long as you see the little green icon, you know you're talking to somebody live, so. That's the one cool thing about it. So go and check that out. Click on the Listen Live button. And, yeah, we got live shows coming soon, though. Believe that. You know, we getting everything right here. Everything's going to be all right. And we're bringing the two-hour shows back. And, yeah, y'all better get ready for that. Get ready for that. So 30-minute quickest. Well, 45-minute quickest.
A little VIP in there.
Yeah, VIP, you know, a little VIP. Make sure y'all call in 347-237-5125, you know what I'm saying? And then that way you can be part of the, you know, VIP hour, how we be kicking in after hours. And, you know, you can talk about whatever, you know, bring up whatever kind of topics, you know, it don't matter. That's what we do here, you know, support the world, and the world supports us. And bring it all the way from Florida to Washington, all the way to the Netherlands, to California, all the way up to Texas, and back again. Because we live. And Ohio, side of Mr. Pewter Lady, doing real big over there. Let me
Don't forget Singapore.
Singapore. Yeah, Apakabar. Yep. Mr. Alexander, doing real big, you know what I'm saying, holding down. Well, that's our international people, you know what I'm saying? We got international folks, you know, so go down real big. Who's this? Brain Training Games. Who is this by? Improve Your Memory. Play some games. Let's see what kind of games they got. Or is it going to some old Luminosity? I should have known. That's a good website, but then they that shit high as hell for their brain training games and shit. I ain't fuck that. I'll just take the free training. But y'all can go to luminosity.com. Lumosity? Or is it Lumosity? Lumosity, yeah. Lumosity. Improve your IQ and intelligence. Be sharper and better driver. Think faster and improve reaction time. Think outside the box with flexibility and get better concentration. You can improve your brain with a full brain workout for brain health. Yeah, whatever. Go and check them out.
Still got about 5 minutes to work our brain out here.
All right, so here we go. This is a real workout, people, when you get going. Let's see. Screen break. Let's see. They got some related articles. 10-minute brain training. Mind benders. A good way to stimulate different parts of your brain is with puzzles and riddles. As you work through a crossword or a hard Sudoku puzzle, you will switch on millions of brain cells, some in especially important parts of the brain involved in memory, concentration, and thinking. When cells switch on together again and again, and over a long enough period, new connections are formed between brain cells. You could say that brain cells that fire together, wire together. So your brain cells change each time you see a new face or remember someone's name. These changes are the physical basis of learning. What you do with your brain, particularly when it involves new learning, concentration or thinking physically alters it. Crosswords and Sudokus are great fun, but they are also a fine stimulus. Don't give up if you find them hard. Keep trying and you will learn to get better. Every time you learn, you are physically changing your brain and making it fitter. Once you've completed such puzzles, turn your mind to these brain sharpening teasers, such as, number one, the F words. Yeah. Are you paying attention? How many F's are there in the following sentence? Are you ready?
Go.
Finished files are the result of years of scientific study combined with the experience of years. Show me that you
care. What was there? Five? Times when I'm feeling so scientific of you come around.
Six.
The six?
Finished.
I missed one.
Files of scientific of.
I counted five. You got six?
Finished files of scientific of. Yeah, six. Because it's of three times. It's three of, and then it's finished files of scientific.
Of.
Yeah. All right. Then you got the initials puzzle. And this says if ITHOTN, Oscar winning film, is in the heat of the night, what do these initials represent? Oh, okay. So ITHOTN means in the heat of the night. All right, so that's what this game is. The initials puzzle. All right. LHP. It's a traditional British dish.
Yeah, well, I'm not British.
Yeah, let's see.
Liver, heart, I don't know what. liver, heart, parfait.
Yeah, parquet. long hair. Long hair. Peacock. Long hair.
Long hair peacock. Really?
All right. B. B A T B. A Disney fairy tale.
Beauty and the Beast. Got it.
B-A-T-B. B-A-T-B.
Beauty and the Beast, right?
Bam. That sounds good to me. Beauty and the Beast. Good job. Beatles song. E-D-A-W. End of As the World. End of what was it? Every day.
I know it's every
world
something.
Turns. What the hell is that? E-D-A-W. It's a Beatles song.
I can't think of it right now. What is it?
Oh, shit.
We only got a minute.
What was it?
We got seconds now.
Take the I don't believe it. Take the high road. Beauty and the Beast. 8 days a week. Eight days a week.
There you go. 8 days. We out of here, people.
www.trilateralradio.com trains their brains.
Get it on, baby. Much love, people.